But now it's 4:30, and as it's Friday afternoon, it means it's World Music on Radio 3. Today, it's introduced by John Thornley.
This afternoon we have a programme of Turkish traditional music on Radio 3, and my guest in the studio is Mustafa Türkmen, the information counsellor of the Turkish Embassy here in London. Mustafa, our first piece is Zebek dance music, and I want to ask you where this might be heard, where it might be played.
Zebek is from west part of Turkey, Aegean coast. In those days, centuries ago, like the feudal times in Europe, people were not happy with their rulers, that is the landlords. They were peasants usually, and they always needed someone to protect them. And Zeybeks emerged out of this necessity. They did not do farming, they did not do commercial works, but their job or their routine was to protect the poor. And even in those days, it was performed wherever people had to get together. One of them would be weddings. That's a big feast. Everyone has to witness the event. And second one would be circumcision, which is also a big day for the people who have sons. But it was not limited with the festivities. It could be any event where people are all together. They were evenings or days arranged just for those festivities, for dance and music, just to convey their message to the public. So any complaint about the ruler would be a topic, or any praise for the Zeybek, what he has done for protect the innocent, could be danced or sang.
This dance, when the drum comes in after the opening improvisation, seems to have a very kind of lurching rhythm. Why is this, Mustafa?
It's an imitation of a very famous bird which we use for hunting called keklik. And as a matter of fact, that sentence, moving like a keklik, is used very often in Turkey.
Thank you. After that Zeybek dance, we have minstrel's music, Aşık music, which was originally from Azerbaijan, wasn't it?
Yes, it did come from Azerbaijan also, but it even goes further than that. It goes to Central Asia. Aşıks, we believe, are the people who represent the ideas, the feelings, the needs of the people, not the rulers, the people. And they are the ones who travel from place to place to transfer this idea through music, with music, to other people. Even today, we do have Aşık's meetings nights, Aşık's meeting weeks. During those meetings, each Aşık, most probably representing his own region, brings up the social topics. What should be done? What are the complaints? How could it be overrun? Things like that.
So it's still almost a guild.
Oh, you bet. It still goes on. And sometimes Aşık's festival goes for a month even. And each one comes up with his views, and the opponent has to answer right back on site. You can almost call it like a jam session with words also, not just the music itself.
So a kind of improvised musical dialogue.
It's totally improvised, and it has a social essence behind it.
What are the words of this particular song about?
In this song, he talks about love, but not just the love for his girlfriend or woman, but including the love in every terms, including the God.
He doesn't sound very happy there, does he?
Yes, he says that the sorrow which love caused me is worse than the sorrow it caused to Kerem. Kerem is the greatest of the lovers, or greatest of the aşıks in those days.
And this lover's complaint is sung and played by Ali Rıza Ezgi, and he's playing the bağlama.
Yes, bağlama, and it also comes all the way from Central Asia, that is centuries and centuries old.
It's quite a long lute, isn't it? It's quite a long-necked lute.
It is. That part alone is 4 to 5 feet long, so in order to play it, you really have to move your hand up and down almost over 4 to 5 feet.
A certain athleticism, really.
Aman aman, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, aman, ey, ey, yaradan senle medet. Ey felek senin elinle bu sitare kimde var? Məni kimisine dağlı baxdı qare kimde var? İki cihanın serveri Nur Muhammed aşkına durum dolanın başına derde çare kimde var? Hey bela durum dolanın başına ay, haray eller ay, derde çare kimde var? Derde çare kimde var? Ama kesin bir derdi vardır benimki tümlen beter bir yarem sinemde sızlar birisi yanıp tüter bu dert beni küleyledi ahu keremlen beter tabip gelip çare bulmaz böyle yare kimde var der bela tabip gelip çare bulmaz haray ellere böyle yare kimde var, böyle yare kimde var, aman.
was a minstrel's lament from eastern Turkey. The next piece is from the Teke area, which is supposed to be quite different from everywhere else. Why is that, Mustafa?
It's in the southwest of Turkey. Mountains are high. It's isolated from other parts of the world, and sometimes the number of people per square mile is not more than 17 or 20. And their music is also totally different than the rest of Turkey.
How does it differ, would you say?
Sadder, I should say, and also because they are also shepherds. Imagine a shepherd all day out in the wild, out in the mountains, and all the only one who can listen to his music that he's playing with sipsi is the sheep.
This sipsi is the smallest wind instrument, I believe?
It is, John. It's very small. It's just 15, 25 centimeters.
And this dance is called the zotlatma.
You know what it actually means, literally? Imagine that you're holding a soap or a ball, rubber ball. If you press it so much, the last thing which will happen is it will just zot out. It will just zoom out. So people under pressure of any sort, love, this and that, when you press them to an extent, they will just break out.
Shepherd's music from western Turkey, played on the sipsi, the smallest Turkish flute. I'm John Thornley. My guest in the studio is Mustafa Türkmen. And our next piece of Turkish traditional music this afternoon is a song with an intriguing title, You Pass in Front of the Cafeteria. What's this about, Mustafa?
John, it's not cafeteria. It's a coffee house. It's a Turkish coffee house. It is a song sang by a person who's in love again, of course. It tells how wonderfully the girl moves in front of the coffee house, and especially the fragrance of lavender, which is used very widely in Turkey. And
so she walks in front of the coffee house smelling of lavender.
Smell of lavender.
Does he stay sitting?
Yes. As I told you, man in Turkey has to be proud and, you know, stable. He could not follow and he cannot even make a pass. Not to forget, in those days that could have caused problems. From the brothers and the father of the girl.
And this particular song uses a very interesting kind of throat trill, which you find quite a lot in Konya.
Yes. I'd like to also tell you that Konya is one of the most important centers in Turkey as far as traditional and folk music is concerned. The majority of the Aşık festivals or meetings are held there, especially whirling dervishes. If anyone thinks of going to Turkey to have sample of the traditional music, Konya would be a right place to go.
So now we'll hear Riza Konyali playing the baglama and accompanying himself in the song about the girl smelling of sweet lavender passing in front of the coffee house.
geçersin kahvenin önünden. Gelir geçersin lavantalı kokuları da sürer tütersin. Lavantalı kokuları da sürer tütersin. Ya beni alır ya vazgeçersin. Ya beni de alır ya vazgeçersin. Mehmet'im Mehmet'im de öldüm elinden. Bir kadeh de gönder de kibar elinden. Mehmet'im Mehmet'im de öldüm elinden. Bir kadeh de gönder de kibar elinden. Atlayamadım kahvenin önünden. Atlayamadım döküldü cephanem anamda. Toplayamadım döküldü cephanemde. Toplayamadım o yere mektup yazdım yollayamadım. O yere mektup yazdım yollayamadım. Mehmet'im Mehmet'im de öldüm elinden. Bir kadeh de gönder de kibar elinden. Mehmet'im Mehmet'im de öldüm elinden. Bir kadeh de gönder de kibar elinden.
And after that song from Konya, we've music for the tulum, one of the most interesting folk instruments.
Tulum comes from north, especially northeastern part of Turkey, where the green grass of that area is not much different than here. You have 253 days of rain.
This is near the Black Sea.
Exactly. It's very, the weather and environment is very similar to this part of the world. The tulum is actually a goat skinned in one piece, without destroying or cutting it. So this tulum, which means skinned goat, can be used for storing water as a container, could be used for yogurt, but can also be used as an instrument, and it's very similar to bagpipes you have in this part of the world.
This particular music is called Yol Havası. What does that mean?
Yol Havası, a direct translation, would be music for the road.
So music you might play while you were traveling.
Exactly.
Next Turkish instrument we're going to hear after the tulum, or bagpipe, is called the çura. This is one of my favorite instruments. It sounds so sweet.
Çura is like bağlama, but the size is the smallest of them. I do remember from my student years when we did not have TVs or music sets and all that. Every student leaving home and coming to Ankara Istanbul University had to bring their instruments alongside with them. It could be saz, bağlama, but majority preferred jura because of the sweet voice that you have mentioned and also being small, which can be carried out easily.
And this particular song, which we'll hear from Faik İnce, accompanying himself on the jura, is about the beauty of the mountains and the woods. But the singer says it's rather a bad thing to be poor in this environment, however beautiful it is. As a little extra, he tells us how beautiful his girlfriend is.
They are Yoruks. Yoruk, I can translate it as a nomad, most probably. And they were not settled in a certain area. So every summer, they moved up to the mountains, and every winter, they came down. And Yoruks, we still have them, and it's very hard to convince them to settle in polluted towns. They prefer mountains and moving. Song of the Nomads from the mountains of southern Turkey, sung by Faik İnce, accompanying himself on the jura. And for our final music, we go to the world of greased wrestling. Mustafa, where do they do greased wrestling in Turkey these days? These days, and in the old days, it was the very same place, still in the same place, called Kırkpınar. Literal translation would be 40 springs. And actually, there are 40 springs, they're natural springs. That's in Thrace, northwest of Istanbul, it is, in a place called Edirne.
What do they grease themselves with?
John, it's not grease, it's olive oil, actually. It's a pure olive oil with no acid in it, because it should not be hurting your opponent. But if it's greased, if it's greasy, then you have to use your sheer power and strength and the techniques of wrestling that you can use. If you can put your opponent down, and if it's two shoulders hit the ground at once, together, then he loses the game.
And I believe it's possible for the musicians to actually help the wrestling. They can give the opponent, they can give one or other opponent some kind of idea of what kinds of holds mm-hmm. you must use. Is that right?
It is true. You see, our sports are always individualist. Your coach or your teacher or somebody that was not supposed to assist you. But through the drummer or the zurna, by playing certain songs or certain rhythms, the coach could give hints. So in order to overcome this, now the drummers and the zurna cannot look at the wrestlers. It's so loud that it had to be outside. Plus, don't forget, they are wrestling. They do need green fields, grass. And also, there are hundreds and thousands of people coming from hundreds of miles distance just to be present at that spectacle.